This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Liz Barnes from Ear in the Envelope Studios. She's one of the artists participating in Ignite Peoria. It's tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Peoria Civic Center. Liz, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I am so excited about this pop-up event. And we have a few other artists that will be showing with us. We've got Jeremy Berkeley. He's a great printmaker, a lot of color, and he has comedy in his work. So he'll be a fun one to see. I know that we have at least four other artists that will be showing, including one jewelry artist.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
Should be neat.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Liz, can you tell us a little bit about this pop-up gallery?
This is
happening on the first Friday.
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about why you won't be at your studio Ear in the Envelope on
right.
Friday night?
So because we have Ignite Peoria in for the weekend at the Civic Center, we thought it'd be a great opportunity for people to not miss First Friday. Some people have no idea about First Friday, but they know where the Civic Center is. So this is a great opportunity for them to pop in, like pop-up event, and see what's going on. And First Friday is a really cool event where artists open their studios and they invite the community in to see their work, to have a great time, to talk to one another about art, encourage one another. It's just a really neat time. So to bring this to the Civic Center where the rest of the community can pop in on it will be great. So I need to remind all my people that usually come not to stop by at Ear in the Envelope at 820 Adams, but to stop by at the Great Hall at the Civic Center. And we will be there. There'll be treats and wonderful things going on.
It sounds like a great way to start off Ignite, which happens the following day on
it
Saturday.
It definitely is. I mean, we're celebrating the arts in Peoria, and so this is definitely a great way to see the artists that are working. And then on Saturday, it's going to be a great active day for everyone.
So what kinds of things do you have planned? Do you have going on tomorrow when you're at Ignite?
So when we're at Ignite, we are going to have a metal stamping table. Metal stamping is kind of one of those popular jewelry making things right now where you can hammer in your name or designs or whatever. And it's especially popular with the kids when they get to do their own. So if you go and you hear a bunch of hammering and noise, you'll know that our table is right there. And so it's going to be $3 to make one bracelet, or you can make two for $5. And usually we have some people that came back quite a few times to make a few more for friends and things like that. But I know that we'll be right across from the petting musical thing that's going on.
Yes.
So you're not going to be petting the instruments, but you actually get to try playing. So that'll be a really fun thing there, too.
It would seem to me that something like metal stamping is a great thing, particularly for kids. Not that adults can't enjoy it as well, but because it has that hands-on element, it's not like looking at a sculpture or a painting. You can manipulate it, you can personalize it, and experience it in a tactile way.
Right. That's the fun thing about Ignite, is a lot of the artists are amazing at what they do, but then they're giving people an opportunity to try those art mediums out. So I know there'll be some pottery and other things, but we're really excited about the metal stamping, where they get to, you know, make their own piece of jewelry. And it's not a junky piece of jewelry. It's a pretty cool looking thing. And each person will have an assistant there to help them. And yeah, they'll walk away with some pretty neat things.
Now, this is the second year that Ignite is taking place, and you were involved last year.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the overall ambiance of Ignite?
I think excitement is the thing. You just see kids wandering with their parents from booth to booth with their eyes wide open. And it's not like one of those, we're in a museum, don't touch. It's definitely like everything is hands-on, and you will leave with a lot of fun things and just great memories. I know that the fashion show, it will be upstairs, but they actually had people coming through, and it was just an amazing carnival of art.
And are you going to be located in the Creation Station?
Yes.
Where is that relative to everything else that's going on?
It is kind of in the middle of everything. All the other exhibit areas will be kind of around there. We have maps online if you want to go to Ignite Peoria and kind of get your footing for the whole event, but right in the middle.
Liz, not only are you an artist, but you're also a local business owner with Ear in the Envelope. Can you explain a little bit more about what you do at Ear in the Envelope and explain the name? It's so interesting.
Okay. Well, the name started because I am a huge Van Gogh fan. And there is the story that Van Gogh cut off his earlobe, put it in an envelope, and gave it to a prostitute. So being creative, I thought, ear in the envelope. What an amazing name for a business. And people will never forget that name because it's connected with a story. So that's kind of how the name came up. Mm-hmm. And then now we're kind of known by a lot of local artists as just the ear. And that's kind of a fun thing, too. So, and we always kind of know what's going on, and we've heard things going on. Our business is kind of a neat thing. I actually had a handicapped boy who I was trying to give art lessons to, found out a little bit about metal stamping, but the supplies were terrible, mm-hmm. and the quality of the metal. And then just on my little journey, finding things that worked out well, started an Etsy shop selling those supplies. Within a month of me starting this little shop, I had to hire employees. So we were in my basement for 2 years, kind of crazy, tripping over one another, and then decided it was time to move out. And I really wanted to find a location that was kind of in the middle of the arts action in Peoria. So we chose a warehouse in Peoria. It's at 820 Southwest Adams. And so it's there that we actually cut and we corner and we polish metal all day long. And it's just been really neat. We have mostly musicians working for us. And I've found that musicians are amazing employees who are used to working at something very hard to get nothing. And so here we are, these employees that have also very good at working in groups as, you know, a band, are great at working as a team as employees. So it's just been really neat because they are all very creative people and very open to things like First Friday and community events that we like to have. And they're very young. It keeps things very exciting.
Now, I know that in addition to operating your business out of that space, you also use it as kind of a platform for other artists in the area. So you host exhibits there, and I know you've hosted live music and theater events in that space in the
Correct.
Past.
Yeah, that's just one of the things where I just have a passion for young people who are just starting out, who are creative, who haven't been given the opportunity and don't have the money to do what they want to do. So just by having the space, it's just been wonderful to be able to give that to them to use for those kinds of things and just want to see the arts grow in Peoria into something amazing.
Well, you obviously have such a passion for engaging with the community and engaging with young people, so Ignite is a perfect spot for you.
It is. Definitely.
Can you speak a little bit as to the value to the artist who's participating in Ignite?
Yeah, I think so many times we get this idea that an artist works alone and doesn't have a lot of connections and then needs to leave the area to do anything. And this is a great opportunity for our community and our artists to connect together and for the community to support the artist and for the artist to see that they're valued in their area at the same time. So it is just a huge celebration of what we have in our community.
Well, and I think that your work kind of reflects that because I would always have thought that it would be difficult to have a career as an artist in Peoria because you're limited by the geography. But one of the things that your business proves is that you have an online platform. Your customer
Correct.
Base isn't limited by the driving distance from the Peoria area. Are you finding that that applies to other artists in the area as well? That as long as you can get your work out there?
It does to a point. But there is something about seeing art in person. And that's why we have museums and that's why we have art shows. So I am lucky because I'm in the supplies. And that's not to say that there aren't some amazing art sites on the web for us, but it is still a struggle to be in a place where the population isn't huge. But I also think that things like Ignite are educating our community to value the arts. Once we have a huge population that values the arts, then the arts will start to thrive much more in our community. So it's just like everything we can do toward highlighting the arts is just promoting it and making it a better place, more beautiful place, and encouraging people's passions.
That's fantastic. Can you give us an idea of how many people came by your booth last year at Ignite?
It was ridiculous. We had lines that just seemed like they'd not end. We figured out that we had over 1,000 people who made bracelets last year. So that's pretty crazy. I know. And so we had, I think, 2 tables last year. This year, they're like, you guys need 4. So we will definitely have quite a few more spots for people to do metal stamping, and everybody will get their chance.
I know that one of the purposes of the event is not only to provide exposure to artists and creators, but also hopefully to create a place where artists and creators can meet one another and develop collaborations.
Right.
I'm just curious if last year's event changed your relationships with other artists, or if you know of other people who developed a bond and developed a collaboration as a result of last year's event.
Yeah, I actually ended up doing some art classes with a few of the artists that I had met there and was talking to and worked in collaboration that way. And I think just every time we meet like that, our bonds become a little bit stronger and a few more things happen. So it's definitely great. I always say whenever I go to a regular show, like, the most exciting part is to meet the other artists, and we trade ideas and trade artwork, and it's like wonderful to sell and get out to the community. But it really is encouraging to see the other artists who are, it's not always easy to be an artist. Many people don't make a lot of money for a while, and then finally you start figuring it out. It's not all one direction, but you may have five directions you have to go to survive. But it's really good to talk to those other artists who are on that path, finding those things out.
Well, Liz, you're such a champion of the arts. We're thrilled to have you here on the show, and I will definitely be stopping by your booth.
Wonderful.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, make sure you make a bracelet.
Liz Barnes operates Ear in the Envelope Studios on Adams Street in Peoria. She's one of the artists exhibiting at and participating in Ignite Peoria. The event is being held all day tomorrow at the Peoria Civic Center. Liz, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Also this weekend is the 17th annual River City Soul Fest. This two-day gospel and R&B music festival will include a premier lineup of national acts down at the Peoria Riverfront Festival Park. For more information, you can visit facebook.com/riverfrontevents.
And the Tower Park Music Festival is back this weekend. It features music from bands like Drive Train, the Robin Crow Band, and Barry Cloyd, among many others. It runs tonight from 5 to 11 p.m. and then tomorrow from 3 to 11 at Tower Park in Peoria Heights.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Tim Fluga. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.